Hi, this is John Hall. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 Acre.
You can find all about the Hudson-based circus, the Bindlesiff Family Circus, on the WGXC community calendar. They're hosting the Bindlesiff Circus's Summer of Joy 2022 in Hudson with five different programs for youth ages 6 through young adults, including circus art intensives for youth and participation in the Hudson Black Arts and Cultural Festival Parade. Also work on costume design and fabrication. They host the Hudson Juggling Club at Waterfront Wednesdays in Hudson, and a restorative justice facilitation training with the Hudson Youth Center and the Restorative Center of Newburgh. These programs run from June 29th to August 24th. You can find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
McCaslin here to welcome you to Forgotten Geek Presents One Hitters 1970 Volume 2 on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre Catskill Hudson. The 60s reached their end with its installment of less remembered one-hit wonders culled from the Billboard Top 40. That includes Papa John Phillips' soul solo hit, covers of well-remembered one-hits by Shirley Bassey and Bauhaus, among others, and a set of contemporary-ish international covers, including one by a member of a band that'll dominate the groovy 70s. For that, here's some geek speak. Called it! The Contessa's recruitment drive will reach its culmination in Thunderbolts, Marvel's Suicide Squad equivalent, slated for theaters in several years. As reported by Deadline, Robot and Frank director Jake Schreier has signed on with Black Widow screenwriter Eric Pearson. After a likely no longer canonical shout-out in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Avengers mainstay Wonder Man is finally making his MCU debut. Hollywood Reporter broke that Shang-Chi director Destin Daniel Cretton and Brooklyn Nine-Nine writer-producer Andrew Guest will showrun the Disney Plus series. To try and boil down some really, really convoluted backstory, he was originally a misguided villain who died by redemption, saving the Avengers, then came back as a kind of energy being, and became a West Coast branch founder and Hollywood B-star / stuntman. Sony's looking to squeeze some more juice out of the web shooters this forthcoming Labor Day weekend, tweeting they'll release an extended cut titled Spider-Man No Way Home, the more fun stuff version. As the world's most famous barbarian leaves the Marvel stable of licensed titles once more, those damn dirty apes march back in after almost 15 years after their last Marvel book launch. Next March, we'll see an omnibus collecting that 11-issue run, written by Moon Knight co-creator Doug Minch, for the first time in its entirety. I had an aggressive disinterest in the following sequel, Then came some, okay, I might have to at least see it for that, casting news. So a quick succession of news revealed Joker 2 is coming. Working title, Joker, Foley Adu. Todd Phillips is also now an unofficial consultant in the NeverEnding DC Films fix-up project. And then THR reports that Lady Gaga is in talks to become the Phillipsverse Harley Quinn. HBO Max Latin America is getting its own Elseworlds Dark Knight. Variety broke that production has begun on their first animated feature, Batman Azteca. You'll see an Aztec boy set down the path to avenge his father and save his kingdom from the conquistadors. Justin Lin's sudden U-turn out of the Fast and Furious lane has set him speeding towards One Punch Man. THR reports filming is expected to begin by year's end on the live-action Sony adaptation of the acclaimed webcomic turned anime. Today's first set of 1971 hitters begins with My Baby Loves Lovin' by White Plains.
The man. my Bellamy. You were a child of the sun and the sky and the deep blue sea. My Bellamy. There was a time that you thought that your only friend was me. You were the answer on all my questions before we're through. I want to tell you that I adore you and always do. That you amaze me, believing me now, starting new. My Bellamy, I'm in love with you. Let the bells ring, let the birds sing. Let's forgive my substitute to be king. Let the bells ring, let the birds sing. Sky and the deep blue sea. My Bellamy. Après tous les beaux jours, je te dis merci, merci. You were the answer on all my questions before we're through. I want to tell you that I adore you and always do. That you amaze me, believe in me now and start anew. My Bellamy.
Watching
That was The Presidents with 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 Years of Love, which peaked just short of the Billboard Top 10 on December 26th at number 11. Prior to that was the Netherlands' own T-Set with Ma Belle Ami, which did make it into the top 10, cresting at number 5 on March 14th, 1970. And we started off with My Baby Loves Lovin' by Brit Popper's White Plains, which found luck at number 13 on June 27th's chart. Why do I suddenly want to hear Barney Stinson's argument that the master is actually the hero? All right, because Neil Patrick Harris is coming to the Hooniverse. The BBC officially announced a former child doctor on TV will fight the Doctor, or Tennant, it remains to be seen. And the photo of him they released is screaming Celestial Toymaker's back in some fans' minds. The Proto-Q, hell, Proto-Trelane, godlike being was only seen once on screen, portrayed by Michael Gaw, opposite First Doctor William Hartnell, though the original plan season 23, a victim of the hiatus of 1985, would have had Gaw returning to face Sixth Doctor Colin Baker. But not only is an old foe returning to TV, it looks like an expanded universe film will be popping violently onto screen. Set spies grab quick footage of what appears to be a stand-in for Beep the Meep, the titular threat in the classic Doctor Who Weekly Fourth Doctor comic strip Doctor Who and the Star Beast. The original story by Future Comics legends Pat Mills, John Wagner, and Dave Gibbons saw the Tom Baker iteration fighting a creature that looks like a cute alien bunny but is actually a vicious, bloodthirsty fugitive tyrant. Micro review, Obi-Wan good. Anyway, here's a quick Kessel run through some Star Wars news. At the Star Wars Celebration event, Lucasfilm announced Jude Law will lead Spidey director John Watts' 80s Amblin-inspired series, now officially subtitled Skeleton Crew. An extended teaser for Mandalorian Season 3 revealed it'll land on Disney Plus next February, with a message from Rosario Dawson afterwards indicating Ahsoka will follow sometime after. Kathleen Kennedy also clarified her Vanity Fair comments about not recasting old movie characters anymore after Solo doesn't mean the announced Lando series is off the table. She also said all the movies currently in the pipeline, Untitled Watiti, Patty Jenkins' Rogue Squadron, and Untitled Kevin Feige, will be set during or after the sequel trilogy. Speaking of moving beyond disappointing conclusions, THR broke that development has begun on the, what are we up to, 9th, potential Game of Thrones follow-up, but the first that is exactly that in the timeline. Kit Harington is locked in for a potential sequel series that'll follow Jon, know some things now, Snow, after his exile from Westeros for playing Azor Ahai to Dany's Nissa Nissa. Benoit Blanc's next mystery has a title in the franchise and official name, as Rian Johnson announced this fall's Netflix premiere Knives Out sequel is titled Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery. The overdue third entry in the miraculously good Paddington Bear films also has a title and a director, as commercial director Dougal Wilson will make his film debut with Paddington in Peru, scheduled to begin filming next year. A very different interpretation of another funny little bear is on its way thanks to the power of public domain. Variety posted the first pics from the currently in post-production Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Director Reese Frank Waterfeld's indie slasher take on the Thousand Acre Woods' most famous denizen, now having gone feral alongside Piglet after Christopher Robin left for college. Hey, I'm not saying this is a good thing, and I'll probably just watch the Brad Jones mini-review, but I'll never stop smiling at Disney and the other Klongom's failure to completely kill the public domain, even if it results in edgelordery like this. In addition to their just-released movie sequel, 90s proto-edgelords Beavis and Butthead's original TV misadventures will have all the music videos cut from later seasons restored when the original series eventually lands on Paramount Plus sometime later. Today's first half comes to a close with John Phillips' solo jaunt away from the mamas and papas. Here's Mississippi.
Early in the morning, she hitched a ride down to Louisville, holding on to $100 bill. Dressed herself like a Cajun queen in New Orleans, baby. Yeah, she looked good.
long, it takes a lot to please me. Bird, hang on. Said yeah, so I said I like your dream. Sparks all around make you feel kind of funny, don't they, honey? She crossed her legs and looked at me funny.
Down on the bayou, why you never know just what you're doing? Down on the bayou, why you never know just what you're doing?
Forgotten Geek presents One Hitters on WGXC continues winding down 1970, the last set beginning with Mississippi by John Phillips, which got to number 32 on Billboard chart on July 18th. After that was Christie with Yellow River, peaking at number 23 on November 28th. We close it out with another July 18th peaker, Krabby Appleton's Go Back, which made it to number 36. This installment's penultimate set goes in a more Euro direction as we listen to some international covers of popular one-hitters from 1970, starting with Annie Fried Longstad, later to be known worldwide as Frida of ABBA, covering Edison Lighthouse's Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes.
Kan du glömma mig hellre några ömma kärlekssug ibland från dig? Ja, där du går lämnar kärlekens spår. Tänk att jag får vara hos dig. Du vet att jag vill bara ha dig och det räcker för mig. Bara det vi får. Behövs varken båt eller bil. Ingen hippie med stil. Center kan få vara, jag tackar lika gärna nej. För där du går lämnar kärlekens spår. Tänk att jag får vara hos dig.
Du vet att jag vill bara ha dig, och det räcker för mig. Bara det är vi två. Behövs varken båt eller bil, ingen hippinestil. Jag vill ha dig ändå. Pengar kan du spara, presenter kan få bara. Jag tackar lika gärna nej.
Ein bisschen Heimweh. Ich wollte hart wie Stein sein, in meiner Welt allein sein. Doch nun träum ich von einem Mädchen.
No, ohne Liebe kann keine Liebe. Oh no, irgendwann sieht das jeder ein. Und da, da, da.
Ich hab manche Freunde und fast keine Feinde, doch im Grund bin ich ganz allein. Ich hab so viele Fragen und müsste jemand haben, um mit ihm über alles zu reden.
No, ohne Liebe kann keiner leben. Oh no, irgendwann zieht das wieder ein. Oh no, 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 ohne Liebe kann keiner leben. Oh no, irgendwann zieht das wieder ein. Oh no, 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 no.
Ich wollte hart wie Stein sein, in meiner Welt allein sein. Doch nun träum ich von einem Mädchen.
No, ohne Liebe kann keiner leben. Oh no, irgendwann sieht das jeder ein. No, 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 ohne Liebe kann keiner leben. Oh no. Na 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 na
That penultimate set came to a close with Laissez-Faire's 1987 cover of the underrated Mungo Jerry and their classic one-hitter, In the Summertime, which reached number 3 on the Billboard charts for September 12th. Prior to that was Annika's version of Freeze All Right Now. The original rock standard made it to number 4 on September 12th, 1970. August 8th's number 7 peaking Tighter Tighter by Alive and Kickin' was translated by Peter and Alex. And we started with future dancing queen Annifrid Lundstad, aka Frida's take on Love Grows or Where My Rosemary Goes by Edison Lighthouse, which climbed to number 5 on March 28th. We finish out 1970 by taking a visit with AmaZulu to Montego Bay.
stranger in the black sedan, won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable gal, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, gotta have you. Great God in heaven, you know that I love you. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I can take you to Hollywood. But if you want to stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, gotta have you. Great God in heaven, you know that I love you. Heaven, you know that I love you. Hey, well, I'm a friendly stranger in the black sedan. Won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable gal, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. Take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, gotta have you. Great God in heaven, you know that I love you.
Yourself, you know it's a must.
Got to have a friend in Jesus.
And you know that when I die, going up to the spirit in the sky. Ooh.
spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go when I die. When I die and they lay me to rest, I'm gonna go to the place that's best.
Nina Cherry fronted Amazulu, started out that last set with their version of Montego Bay, the Bobby Bloom original, hitting number 8 on the Billboard charts on November 28, 1970. Then Russell Russell gave us his disco interpretation of Venus, Shock and Blues number 1 hit reinterpretation of the Frankie Avalon classic, making it to the top on February 7th. Then came Dame Shirley Bassey's version of Vehicle by the Ides of March, which peaked on May 23rd at number 2. Finally, Bauhaus presented a gothier take on Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky, which hit number 3 on April 18th. Thanks for listening. Stay safe as we go out with a bit of another disco interpretation, but by the original artist, as it were. Here's Ernie and the Girls with Rubber Ducky disco version, the Sesame Street classic, peaking at number 16 on September 26th.